It's time now for Living Theology, a weekly program in which Dr. John B. McDonald seeks to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ, living with competence and joy. With today's episode, here's Dr. McDonald.
The Festival of Trumpets was a blast, literally. In Hebrew, this festival is called Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. Often it is referred to as the Festival of Trumpets, but the word trumpets doesn't appear in the text. Literally, this festival was to be commemorated or marked with loud blasts. These loud blasts were made by blowing a ram's horn, in Hebrew, shofar. Israel also had trumpets made from hammered silver. These human products were blown at certain events such as new moon celebrations and fellowship offerings. They signified Israel's active response to God. On the other hand, the shofar was a ram's horn. It was not a human product. As such, it signifies something of God's active and immediate presence. Does the shofar make a sound of fear or of joy? The word translated blasts is the Hebrew word teruah, which means a blast of war or alarm. It can also be a blast of joy. On one hand, the shofar was blown at times of alarm or threat. For example, at Mount Sinai, we read that on the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet, shofar blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Exodus 19, verse 16. Again, in Joel chapter 2, verse 1, we read, "Blow the trumpet, blow the shofar in Sion. Sound the alarm on my holy hill. Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is close at hand." But on the other hand, the shofar was also blown at times of joy. And here are a couple of examples. God has ascended amid shouts of joy, the Lord amid the sound of a shofar. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises. That's Psalm 47, verses 5 and 6. And here's Psalm 98, verses 4 to 6. Shout for joy to the Lord. All the earth burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn, with the blast of the shofar. Shout for joy before the Lord, the King. So, at the Festival of Trumpets, we ask, what kind of blast was this? Was it a blast of the shofar linked with fear, or did it evoke joy? Understanding the significance of this festival will give us some insight. Here are the Lord's instructions to Moses, Leviticus 23, verses 24 to 25. Say to the Israelites, on the first day of the seventh month, you are to have a day of rest, a sacred assembly, commemorated with blasts, teruah. Do no regular work, but present an offering made to the Lord by fire. We can find further instructions in Numbers 29, verses 1 to 6, in which we learn the offerings were an aroma pleasing to the Lord. So again, did the blast of the shofar trigger fear or arouse joy? I'm inclined to say it was joy, but I'm also aware that it could have caused fear. Let me explain by indicating that this festival will be fulfilled in Jesus Christ. This festival fell on the first day of the seventh month of the Israelite calendar. In the year 2019, this begins at sunset, September 30. The previous four festivals were measured from the Passover. As we learned in the earlier podcasts, one titled Celebrating God's Grace, Five Guiding Principles, the first four of these festivals were historically fulfilled in Jesus Christ at His first coming. These first four festivals are the Passover, which was fulfilled in Jesus' crucifixion. That feast was the headwaters, so to speak, for the Festival of Unleavened Bread, a holy life of believers, the first fruits fulfilled in the historical event of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and Pentecost, which was fulfilled by the baptism in the Spirit. We have proposed that the remaining three festivals, beginning with Rosh Hashanah, point us toward fulfillments in the future at the second coming of Jesus Christ. In particular, this festival will be fulfilled by Jesus Christ at His second coming. He will come physically to the earth. His coming will either mean joy or fear, depending on where you stand regarding the Lord Jesus Christ. For those who have rejected the Lord Jesus or ignored him or consider him irrelevant in their lives, the physical coming of Jesus Christ will trigger alarm and fear. For those who are loyal subjects of Jesus Christ, we read these words of Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 51 to 57. "Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." For these people, the sound of this trumpet marks the beginning of a new and exciting era. It declares the defeat of their enemies and oppressors. Jesus Christ comes to set everything right. They receive a new and glorious resurrection body. It is a fulfillment of so many things for which they have waited and hoped. What does this mean for us? Sometimes we may think that announcements of what will happen in the future are so much pie in the sky. We might conclude that it has nothing to do with how we live our lives, but it does. J. Robertson McQuilkin quite properly reminds us that, quote, "In the time before a prophecy comes to pass, it is designed to affect present thought and conduct, not to satisfy curiosity concerning the future," end quote. So how can the prophecies of the coming of Jesus in the future affect how we think and act in our present? Here are three suggestions. First, it can press us to get right with God through Jesus Christ. It should cause each of us to settle this question clearly: am I in Christ or not? Put another way, in Paul's words, have you repented toward God and put your faith in Jesus Christ? If you can answer with a yes based on what God has revealed to us in Jesus Christ and in the text of the Bible, then the sound of the trumpet will become an experience of joy rather than fear. If you are not sure or answer no, then I encourage you to contact me or the people at this station to know how you can get everything right before God through the Lord Jesus Christ, before it's too late. Second, the hope of this future coming of Jesus Christ can provide deep and positive hope about our future. The anticipation of the return of Jesus Christ should cause encouragement in our present. Paul writes about this in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 to 18. Give it a read. For instance, followers of Jesus who have died or are growing decrepit know that our present lives that may be nasty, brutish, and short, are not all there is to our existence. Third, knowing Jesus Christ is returning can motivate us to serve now, effectively. The expectation of the return of Jesus Christ should stimulate us to serve fully, energetically, and sacrificially. The last statement of 1 Corinthians 15 is this: "Therefore, my beloved or dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." And here's a concluding reflection. Give yourself some time to think about the future return of Jesus Christ and what it means for you. What do you need to change in your life? How are you going to live each day in anticipation of his return?
You've been listening to John B. McDonald in Living Theology, a program designed to equip and encourage you to become more like Jesus Christ. Dr. McDonald has an extensive online writing ministry. To learn more about John and his work, follow the links on the producer's page at HopeStreamRadio.com.